Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Edvard Grieg Society of the Dakotas presents Northern Lights, celebrating Grieg, Vinya, and Sheriff. That's November 8th through 9th on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen. The festival includes concerts, a lecture, and panel discussion to commemorate the 175th Jubilee of Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. It's also the 200th Jubilee of Norwegian poet Åsmund Vinje and the 150th anniversary of the death of Halfdan Sheriff. He's regarded as the father of Norwegian art song. Dr. Marla Fagderud is performing at the festival, and she joins us now with more. She's in the Tom and Danielle Amen Foundation studio in Aberdeen. Dr. Fagderud, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Please go ahead and correct any pronunciations that I just botched in a...
Oh, you were quite close on most everything. Usually it's my name that gets
it was funny
destroyed.
That, yeah, so. Marla is what I messed up there at the end. So. All right. Tell us a little bit about the society as a whole. So this is one of those events that sort of makes you want to move to Aberdeen. But what is the Edvard Grieg Society of the Dakotas?
Well, in 2015, I was approached about being a board member for the Edvard Grieg Society of America, which is dedicated to promoting the music and cultural influence of Norway's really only internationally famous composer, Edvard Grieg. And as part of that, we were encouraged to think about founding regional societies. And so because I have a lot of contacts in both North and South Dakota, I decided that the two states needed to have their own society. There is one next door in Minnesota as well, but it is largely based out of the Twin Cities. And so our mission is to, again, promote the music and cultural influence of Edvard Grieg to the Dakotas and border communities as well throughout the area.
Tell me a little bit about him as his life in general, because there must be many sort of cultural challenges to overcome if he ends up being sort of Norway's, only internationally renowned composer. Does he have to leave Norway to become that? Tell me a little bit about his life story.
Well, he did spend some time outside of Norway, and that is partly how his fame went abroad. But Norway was sort of a late bloomer in terms of its culture, partly because it was ruled by Denmark for 400 years, during which time there really wasn't anything in terms of a court or a university or anything like that. So basically there was the folk culture, which continues to be very strong today. And then in 1814, Norway established its own constitution and declared itself independent from Denmark. However, Denmark said, okay, we'll just give you to Sweden instead. and they spent another almost 100 years under the technical rule of Sweden. However, Sweden was much more supportive of cultural development there. And so we see during the latter half of the 19th century a real flowering of all of the arts, which is now known as the golden age of artistic culture in Norway. And that included Halfdan Sjarulf beginning a whole idea of let's take Norwegian poetry and set it to Norwegian music, and painters, sculptors, writers starting to really focus on using their own language. In fact, there was the development of a whole other type of Norwegian during that time, which is still in use today. And Edvard Grieg was sort of in the second generation of all this. And where he started was to really embrace what was already going on in Norway. And by the end of his career, though, he was really starting to push the limits of what was considered the kind of standard romantic compositional style and getting away from the German roots of Western music. In that time, all composers and artists were usually trained in Germany still to that time. But he actually had great influence over some of the movements in music and art that were just about to come, including, believe it or not, French Impressionism.
Really? So we know him for what? We know him from Peer Gynt. What else do we sort of know him for that keeps his story and his music and his art alive?
Yes, absolutely, Peer Gynt. I think the really amusing thing about that is when he heard it played by the orchestra for the first time, he said, quote, "It's full of cow turds." He didn't like the music that he'd written for that. And it's sort of, I think it bothered him a little bit that that was what really brought him his fame and notoriety. But of course, his piano concerto is one of the most popular and most often played. And I think probably everyone has heard that opening line of the piano concerto, whether they realize that was Grieg or not. And the same thing goes for Peer Gynt. We hear it on TV all the time. There was a Coke commercial not so long ago that had In the Hall of the Mountain King, and everybody has heard the Morgenstemning, which is a morning mood from the first Peer Gynt suite, and we hear that on TV all the time, but people aren't necessarily able to identify it as being Grieg. He had some things that it took a while for the public to become aware of them. His one symphony that he wrote, he actually he wrote that he never wanted it to be published, but yet he left the manuscript to the library in Bergen. So I think when he said he never wanted it to be published, he was hoping that someone would go against him and do it anyway. And it was indeed published, but it wasn't performed until 1981.
Wow.
So that took quite a while. And another thing that a lot of people may not realize is that while he's known certainly for his chamber music and his piano music, he actually wrote more opuses of solo songs than anything else, and they number about 140. Mm-hmm. His wife was a singer, and he wrote almost all his song literature for her.
So is that an art song? What exactly is a Norwegian art song then?
So an art song, which if it has the Norwegian language, it is known as a romance or romance, and that designates it from, say, German Lieder or French Melodie. But basically, it's a song setting that has, it's newly composed, not based on any other tune or drawn from any other source, and in this case of Grieg using Norwegian text. He did set some German texts. Halfdan Kjerulf, the other composer we've talked about a little bit here, set other languages as well, and he designated those as not being romancer. He called those general European songs. So we speak of art song as being something not developed in the folk culture.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the festival Northern Lights and what sort of events people can connect with.
Well, we're going to open with a concert on Thursday the 8th, which is going to include the solo song literature from his early period. So Opus 18 is relatively early in his songwriting career. And then Opus 33, which represents kind of the middle point. And that Opus 33 is all poetry of Åsmund Vinje, the third character here in our festival. And it's interesting to note that those songs were written after Grieg had a two-year dry spell, so to speak, in creativity, where he thought he had lost his inspiration and that he wasn't going to be able to compose anything more. Well, he went on to compose, you know, another 30-some opuses of music after that. But it was this poetry specifically that gave him the impetus to once again start composing. So they are very important in the scheme of his life's work. There are nine songs in the first Opus 18, and then in the second half of the concert there will be the 12 songs of Opus 33, all on Vinje texts. And so that first concert is entirely solo work. The second concert on Friday will include his masterwork, Grieg's masterwork for mixed choir, which is the four psalms. He didn't write a great deal of music for mixed choir because it wasn't as popular in his time. Men's choir was extremely popular in Norway, but for whatever reason, mixed choir wasn't. But this was the last thing he wrote, so it represents his late style. And anyone who attends both will really hear the progression in his use of different tonalities and dissonance and really stretching the limits of harmony out of the old romantic style, really looking towards the 20th century.
Hmm. Why do you think this music endures? As you study it and listen to it and sort of, you know, the things fade away for all kinds of reasons, but why does this endure?
Well, I think particularly Scandinavian song literature has seen a little bit of a resurgence, because of an interest in what we'd call specialty languages. Sure. The tools for learning language are vastly improved. We have things like Babbel now, which can give you a basis in Norwegian even. But we see more literature in Russian and Spanish and Czech and all those Scandinavian languages becoming more mainstream. And so there's a curiosity just because it's something different and new. And so that helps a lot with some of this obscure literature. And I think it's also partly not to sort of toot my own horn, but it's partly because there are some people who care a lot about right. it and who have taken the time to really make sure that it is continuing to prosper. There are now, I want to say it's 8 regional Grieg societies in the U.S., and that's most of them have cropped up just since 2015, since the Edvard Grieg Society of America sort of got going. So there is interest out there, and there are maybe about couple dozen of us who are really working hard across the U.S. to make sure that this music stays in the limelight, or in this case, to my best knowledge, this is the first time that almost all of this literature is going to be performed in South Dakota. I'm wow. about 99% sure that these 4 psalms have not been performed before. And most of this song literature, I would say, if it's been sung, it was sung by me or one of my students. Right. So it's relatively new to this area, even though we have a fair number of folks from Norwegian heritage.
Right, yeah.
And so there is the interest there. It's just that no one has been able to maybe to perform it because they didn't have the tools to learn the language or it's also very difficult sometimes to actually get the music to some of these things. Yeah. They're not widely published.
So I'm so glad that you're doing this, but a lot of it is really your passion. Tell me why you care so much. Why is this? Because you could be doing many things, and this is why is this part of who you are and what you're doing now?
Well, I think it mostly goes back to a real long-standing connection with my own heritage. I'm a third generation American, but my father didn't learn English until he went to grade school. So that's how Norwegian my home community was when I was growing up. And I began learning Norwegian when I was 16. And once I had the language capabilities, I discovered that this music was really wonderful and lyrical and so very singable. And people just thought that it was super hard because there was Norwegian, you know. So it's just the unfamiliarity that I think puts up the biggest roadblock for most people. And I have worked throughout my teaching career just to break down that barrier and let people know that, no, Norwegian isn't the hardest language to sing in. In fact, it's really nice to sing. And sort of spreading the gospel of Grieg and his compatriots throughout everywhere that I have taught. And I've had really good success with it. And I've really never had anyone tell me after the fact that I didn't really care for learning that. No, they've really latched on to what I was able to offer. And so that continues in my research as well. I'm working right now on a big project with Halvdan Kjerulf's songs. And I'm hoping to complete that by the end of this school year. And
Well, come back and tell us more because I feel like we always just the door gets opened a little bit more. We step in a little further. So before I let you go, how can people connect with the festivals November 8th and 9th at the Krikek Auditorium on the campus of Northern State University in Aberdeen? Is there a website? Can people get tickets? How do you want people to connect with the festival if they want to learn more?
Okay, first of all events are free and open to the public, although we do gladly accept donations to benefit the Edvard Grieg Society of the Dakotas and also the NSU Choir Program. You can find the complete schedule at www.northern.edu/artsnsu. And we will have events during the day on Friday as well, a noon brown bag luncheon, which will be a Q&A session with the performing artists. If anyone's curious about how these other folks who are participating got into the Norwegian music as well. And then at 1 p.m., I'm going to be giving a lecture on the life and work of poet Åsmund Vinje as well. Mm-hmm. And those are both going to be in the Beulah Williams Library here on campus.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. Folkerud. Thank you for being here.
It's been my pleasure.